back here on KATE Radio. We're going to talk some professional wrestling. And this guy, I've seen a wrestle live once, and he caught my attention again last week during the Owatonna-Albert Lea wrestling match. We were calling the matchup right here on KATE. And I looked to my left, and I'm like, that's professional wrestler Aaron Corbin from Albert Lea. And Aaron right now is the Paradise City Wrestling champion. He won the title recently, and I thought it'd be fun to get Aaron on to talk about his wrestling career and talking about him defending that title for Paradise City Wrestling. Aaron Corbin with us, and Aaron, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Aaron, when it comes to professional wrestling, how long have you been in the business?
I just hit 21 years in professional wrestling.
And when it comes to wrestling, have you been part of, many different organizations? I know there's many, you know, professional wrestling groups that are around the country. Have you been involved in a number of those?
Yeah, I've been involved in a ton of them. When you're wrestling on this level, you're basically an independent contractor. So you promoters will call you, you agree on a fee to come in, and you'll kind of go, you're kind of freelance, you'll go wrestle wherever.
Now, Aaron, we know when it comes to wrestlers, you have your character that you have as a wrestler. And right now, you come out to the ring with a kilt on. You got that Irish, I want to call you an Irish bad guy. Is that a best way to describe your persona
that
right
works.
Now? Yeah,
that's fair.
When it comes to maybe in the past, have you had different personas besides this one?
Yeah, when I first started, I kind of came to the ring and I would come out to a boy band music and dance a bunch. And that would rile people up. And then I was a tag team. We were called the New Generation for a while. We would wear pink tights and our hair was in pigtails. And we came out to Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. And we were pretty flamboyant in that way. So, yeah, I've done a few different things and I've kind of been kilt wearing Irish bad guy for going on 8-9 years now.
Aaron Corbin from Albert Lea with us, professional wrestler joining us here on KATE Radio. And Aaron, when it comes to playing that bad guy, because we know some of the best parts about professional wrestling are the characters. You have to have the good guys, you have to have the bad guys, and of course at one point everybody turns on each other. That's just the way professional wrestling works. Do you enjoy being the bad guy? Because obviously you get boos and jeers sent your way during a matches. Do you enjoy that role?
I enjoy every last second of being the bad guy. I hate being the good guy.
And I mean, do the fans get a little rowdy? They get ever confrontational with you?
Oh, 100%. I did a show up in, I believe it was South Haven, I believe was the name of the town. It was kind of their South Haven Days, 2-day city festival. We wrestled in the middle of the town square and I really let them have it on the mic. And then during the match, and I actually had two guys jump over the guardrail and legitimately attack me. And they were both escorted out by cops. And that one time at First Ave up in Minneapolis, I had to be escorted to the back. And there's been some other times where the security guards or the local police were like, we're just going to walk you to your car just to make sure you get out of here okay. And a lot of those times it means I did my job really well and the promoter gave me more money. So
I was about to ask you, when that happens and you are playing the bad guy role as good as possible at that point?
Yeah, it's just I'm just doing it to the nth degree, and it makes the good guy on the show that much better and more popular, and the town remembers me and they'll usually have me back again the next year. So it means I really did my job well.
Aaron Corbin with us here on KATE Radio, professional wrestler from Albert Lea. And Aaron, you talked about how you make money doing this. You get signed, you're an independent contractor, but you guys on this level of professional wrestling, I've noticed you guys also sell your own gear. Like t-shirts and maybe pictures. Is that another way, I'm assuming, to make some money?
Yeah, a lot of guys will sell 8x10s of themselves and autographs and t-shirts. I also sell these silicone, like gel bracelets you can wear. other guys have gotten really creative and sell like stuffed animal caricatures of themselves. Or yeah, you have to get really creative. What you make on the show is okay, but where you really make your money is marketing yourself and your merchandise. So that's where a lot of the guys excel and can actually have a pretty decent weekend for themselves if they do it right.
Let's talk about your wrestling career. I'm assuming, were you a wrestler in high school?
I was, kindergarten through 12th at us, 2A, 3A school in Iowa.
And after that, how long after maybe a graduation did you turn your attention to professional wrestling?
It was legitimately days after I finished high school. A local group was doing what they called backyard wrestling. They weren't trained, literally had hay bales with a tarp over it and these ropes that you could not bounce off of. And I got with that group together. We all pooled our money together and bought a pro wrestling ring. Because of that, that got me some contacts in Minnesota. I met another backyard group that was up here in Minnesota, and Minnesota was a good mecca for wrestling, always has been, with AWA being in the area. And I came up here. We all checked out another show. Through that show, found a pro wrestling school, and I paid my tuition fee, went to school, and yeah, that could be a super long story from there, but basically you went to school, made contact, started wrestling, and that's kind of how it all came to be.
Aaron Corbin, professional wrestler with us here on Kate Radio. And we should mention, I mean, this is not your full-time job. You work out at...
It is not.
At Dave Severson's, correct?
I do. I'm a salesperson out here at Dave Severson. I've been out here for 6.5 years now.
So these guys, this is just, you know, something you do on the side. Obviously, you're not getting rich being a professional wrestler, but you just must love it. I can only imagine the adrenaline and the feel when your music is on the speakers, and again you're hearing the screaming and the booing from the fans. It just must be the ultimate adrenaline rush.
It's pretty amazing when you're back there, you're getting ready, you're stretching out, the other matches are going on and you're watching them, and when your match, and it's time for your match and your music hits and you go out there, and for me the biggest adrenaline rush is when I know I've got that crowd in the palm of my hand, when I can make them mad, I can make them happy, I can make them sad, just knowing I've got that and hearing them boo me out of the place. It's it sounds weird to say, but hearing them boo me out of the place is by far the biggest adrenaline rush ever. It's truly amazing for anybody that's experienced it.
The one time I saw you wrestle, I think security had to like pull away some kids from the ring because they were in your face. And I think these young kids are probably saying words that they should not say, but that is your gig. That is what you do. And you do it very well. If you've never seen Aaron wrestle, I do highly recommend you get out there and watch him because he does play the ultimate bad guy in professional wrestling. Now, Aaron, when it comes to, you know, upcoming matches, is there some place people can go online or any social media site to find out where you're going to be wrestling next? Any info like that?
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, I'm on there as Aaron Corbin McVicker. You can find me. I'm on all Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I post all the posters for the shows I do. I'll be defending my belt for Paradise City Wrestling on March 5th. And then March 26th, I'll be part of a fundraiser show up in Faribault at a church up there. It raises money for their Trinity Radio Club, where they teach younger people in the church how to go on the radio and do stuff like that. It's a really cool fundraiser deal I do. And then, yeah, I have a plenty of other shows booked up for the summer, so I'll be posting all those on all my social media stuff.
So March 5th, that I believe is in Montgomery, in my hometown, defending your title. And then March 26th in Faribault for those that want to watch Aaron wrestle. And, you know, the other guys that make up what I'm familiar with, Paradise City Wrestling, Mitch Paradise is the head guy. He's got a big mohawk, and he's a pretty, he's built. Mitch is built, and there's guys like the System that are part of that crew. How much fun do you have with the other guys that are part of this? Because, again, you're all in the same boat. I assume you're pretty much all independent contractors doing this for the love of doing it on the weekends.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. A lot of I'll probably make a DVD or video or podcast someday telling some of the stories that some people would absolutely not believe. There's a lot of fun going on backstage. We all have our inside jokes with each other. There's what's cool about pro wrestling is I could go in the ring with someone I've never met before, but because we both speak the language of pro wrestling, we could go out there. I've wrestled Japanese guys and guys, luchadors from Mexico that didn't speak a lick of my language and I didn't speak theirs. And you got out in the ring and you can still do it because you speak professional wrestling. So it's very cool to see the locker room atmosphere. We always try to keep fun. We all hold each other very accountable for what we do when we're under the lights. But yes, we have some amazing, awesome times backstage.
Albert Lee's Aaron Corbin, professional wrestler, joining us here on Kate Radio. And one final question when it comes to your finishing move, because we know in wrestling, everybody's got that finishing move that's going to take the guy out and then you pin him after that. What is your finishing move?
I have two I like to use. One I call the Yakuza or Mafia kick. It's a running big boot. And the second one is called the TKO. I hold the guy over my shoulders in a fireman's carry, and I turn it into an RKO, or some people know it as the diamond cutter. TKO, the total knockout, it's called. Okay, yep. And those are my two finishers that I use.
Aaron Corbin with us here on Kate Radio. And again, you can find him on Facebook and other social media sites, and you can keep up to date on his wrestling career. And again, I highly recommend it. If you have not seen Aaron wrestle, it's fun. And if you want to see, again, a guy that's going to get under the skin of every single fan and keep pushing and pushing until he gets him as angry as possible, you got to check out Aaron. It's a lot of fun. Aaron, thank you so much for the time. And we're going to have you on again because I love talking pro wrestling. And, you know, next time maybe we'll have you share a few stories with us from your long pro wrestling career, if that works for you.
Awesome, man. I'd love to do it again anytime.